When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cody and Gold back here on 96.5 The Fan, getting closer and closer to first pitch this afternoon. Royals, Orioles, Game 1, Wild Card Series. Vern's on Deck show starts at 2 o'clock. We're hanging out at Jefferson's in Lenexa. We'll be watching the game today and tomorrow from out here, where they have $1 rally shots, $3 Royal Blue refreshers, and $12 Miller and Coors buckets. We welcome in our Royals insider, Josh Vern. I know you're fired up, man. And then to add to it, we get the great Vinny news confirmation today. How you feeling?
I'm doing terrific, and kudos to the social media yeah. department at the Royals. What a wonderful way to reveal that.
So cool.
That was pretty badass, honestly. And I mean, obviously we started to get a sense of this, Vern, certainly after he was celebrating on Friday, but maybe a few days before that. JJ told us earlier, 10 days ago, they thought that this was a realistic timeline that he could be back for the wild card series. Vinny said he was pushing for it even earlier. Do you see any risk in doing it? He said there's a small risk of re-injury, or at least that was the implication he made by saying there's a risk in doing it. But do you see any risks in just letting Vinny go out there?
Well, other than the risk he acknowledges, no. Again, the team has an investment in Vinny Pasquantino, right? Flipping an 11th round pick into one of the most clutch hitters in all of Major League Baseball. They have a reason to care about his long-term viability.
Sure.
Yet to hit free agency, has a reason to worry about his long-term viability. So if both parties are willing to throw that caution out the window, well, I'm certainly not going to step into this one today with any sort of trepidation. I'm stepping in saying, hey, Vinny, I'm expecting you to be the Vinny Pasquantino that you were for the first 5 months of the season. Maybe that's unfair, but this is October. It's not the time for reasonable expectations.
And what does that do? I mean, we saw it with the order already. I guess it already moves Michael Massey, essentially allows him to have him in the leadoff spot. Just looking at the lineup on paper, a quick glance, it just automatically looks better because the name Pasquantino is etched in.
And we have the past month of baseball as proof of how bad this offense is without Vinny Pasquantino. Statistically, the worst in Major League Baseball. And really, if it wasn't for Bobby Witt Jr., it would be like a historically bad offense. If you remove Bobby Witt Jr. from this lineup and take everyone else since Vinny went down, They're hitting 191, striking out more than a quarter of the time. So when you bring back a guy that strikes out less than almost anyone not named Jose Ramirez, yeah, it makes a big impact. And boy, we've talked so much about this team's struggles with runners in scoring position without Vinny Pasquantino. Man, getting him back for a game like this, for a push like this, where you're always facing the best pitchers, you know, we talked about it the past few weeks. To me, October always comes down to how many good pitchers do you have and how many hitters that hit good pitching do you have? Well, you got one back today in Vinny Pasquantino. One of my favorite statistics to showcase his ability is hitting with runners in scoring position and two outs. Right, that's the most clutch situation that there is. They're bringing in their big reliever. The guy on the hill is going to dial it in. Big spot, two outs and a man in scoring position. The most pressurized at-bats against really good pitching. Well, Vinny was in that spot this season more than 50 times. The only people in Major League Baseball with that many opportunities and a higher OPS than Vin, Jose Ramirez, Corey Seager, Juan Soto, and Shohei Ohtani. That's it. You're getting that guy back in game one to face Corbin Burns, and boy, do you need him in the worst way.
When I look at what this, what the lineup looks like, right, against Corbin Burns, who was the AL pitcher of the month during September because he dominated. But, Vern, I mean, I think the advantage the Royals have in starting pitching is greater than that, than the advantage the Orioles have in the lineup. Because that's the only advantage the Orioles have, too. Let's not kid ourselves and say the advantage is in the Orioles' bullpen. It straight up isn't. As a matter of fact, based on the way the Royals' bullpen is recently pitching, they have the advantage there as well. It's not even a wash.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. I agree with the bullpen, yes. I agree Baltimore has the better offense, yes. I agree that the Royals have the better rotation, yes. But today it's a push, right, pitching-wise. At least in my opinion, Corbin Burns, Cole Reagans. Now, statistically this season, Cole Reagans has been one of the five best pitchers in baseball, while Corbin Burns has been one of the 15 best. So, okay, it's a slight advantage to Kansas City today, I guess, on the mound, but it's still a big advantage offensively towards Baltimore. Like, meaning Baltimore's going to have the clear offensive advantage in every single game. I think the Royals have the pitching advantage clearly tomorrow, certainly in game three. And today, man, it's a coin flip. It's two studs squaring off. So I understand your point that it is a game, a series in which Royals fans should have their chest sticking out. And I think that's reflected in the odds, right? Royals are plus 150. That's the longest odds I could find. Plus 150 to win the series, plus 130 to win the game. So, Even the wise guys are giving the Royals a really good chance.
One thing that we had got some text on earlier in the week, and I'm sure you get it on postgame all the time throughout the season, is now that we're in the postseason, how is Q going to manage? Everybody, I think, because he was in Tampa and he was the bench coach there and he was behind Kevin Cash, people look and say, okay, is he going to mismanage the rotation or bullpen and leave someone in? I think it's a bit unfair, but do you question, I guess, that Matt Quatrero has learned maybe even from what happened in his time in Tampa?
I don't know, right? I mean, it's game one. It's the first time he's been the skipper in a game like this. We'll see when the bullets are flying. You know, it's easy to do it in the regular season. It's easy to be the bench coach, but when it's your name, when you have to make the final decision of do we give Cole Reagans a third battle with Gunnar Henderson, or do we turn it over to Chris Bubich here in the seventh inning, or do we turn it over to Lucas Urseg right now in the seventh inning? I have faith in Matt Quatrero. I think he's done a terrific job this season. I'm anxious to watch him utilize this bench, but let's, you know, I'm not getting anything confused, and I don't think he is either, listening to him yesterday. They know Cole Reagans, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, those are the guys that have led them here. I would be very surprised if let me put it this way, if Cole Reagans looks as good as Blake Snell did back in that World Series, Cole Reagan's staying in that game because this Royals bullpen, for as good as they've been in September, they're not as deep and not as proven as that Tampa bullpen was. Keep in mind, that's the World Series. So that bullpen already checked a lot of boxes, and nobody in this bullpen has even checked a playoff box, if we're being serious, right? Urseg, Bubich, Lynch, Long, all... None of them have pitched in a postseason game, so I'm riding with Lugo. I'm riding today with Reagans.
Vern, outside of the six or seven guys we know the answer would be for, Reagans, Lugo, Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, who's a player that wouldn't surprise you, was a big contributor in a playoff run if the Royals were to make one?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Might surprise others, but wouldn't, you know, like would be your dark horse to do it, you know?
Sure. I have a tough time saying Michael Massey's a dark horse when he's your leadoff hitter, but obviously a lefty bat's got to come up big in this series in Baltimore. You know, Massey and Melendez jump out. I don't think those guys are dark horses. To me, Michael Garcia would be a dark horse. He's a guy that I think will benefit from seeing those statistics erased from a very disappointing 2024. Freddie Fermin, Angel Zerpa, guys that, to me, carry themselves as if they want the moment. That's no slight to Massey and Melendez. They both have come through with some big bombs this year in big moments. But Michael, Freddie, Angel Zerpa, to me, guys that are overlooked, that I think when the pressure's at its highest, they'll feel very comfortable.
Are you going to go run a mile? Are you going to go smoke a few cigs? Are you going to down a couple beers? How are you get? I can imagine you're just pacing around, Vern. I know how amped up you are for 2 o'clock.
All three of those things at the same time. It's a mess over here.
A classic Tuesday, you know?
Yes.
All right, Vern. Appreciate it, man. We'll be listening at 2 o'clock.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Josh Vern, our Royals insider. He's going to join us every day throughout this playoff run here on Cody and Golden, of course, on 96.5 The Fan. His On Deck show starts at 2 o'clock. He will lead you up to the start of this game. First pitch, 3:08. Corbin Burns, Cole Reagans, right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan.
Anytime I think, my answer to that, by the way, is Michael Garcia, the question I asked him.
I think it's Hunter Renfro. If you allow me to use him as a
absolutely. For this. Yeah. I would say Michael Garcia because I go back to those games in Venezuela in the winter league for the championships, and he was throwing blows, coming up big. He loved every single moment of the big stage. I feel like he might surprise some people this postseason.
That is very, very true. Again, we're at Jefferson's in Lenexa, hanging out throughout the afternoon. We're on the air till 2, but we'll be hanging out watching the Royals game. They've got some great specials that we've highlighted throughout the day out here. I can't wait during the break to pop a few of these corn nuggets. Those things are fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Up next, though, we had the general manager of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo, join us. We asked him how on earth Vinny made this recovery and what's it been like inside that organization to look back in December and then now fast forward to October and how they got here. That's coming up next on your home for the Royals, 96.5.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Cody and Gold, we continue counting down to the start of playoff baseball for the Royals once again for the first time in 9 years. And coming up at 2 o'clock, Vern has his on-deck show, Royals First Pitch, here on 96.5 The Fan, coming up at 3:08. Nate Taylor is going to join us here in about a half hour or so. We'll mix in a little Chiefs with him, but he's also a big-time Royals fan. We'll talk about his perspective on 14 versus now and just where this team is at. That's coming up. I was looking real quick before we hear from J.J. Piccolo. I was looking just at ticket prices in Baltimore, just kind of curious. And I know there are some Royals fans out there anyway. But you would be surprised with fees just to get in the park. Look at that.
$25?
No,
$16? Royals. I can get into a playoff game for $16
that's
in Baltimore?
Nuts. What are they doing in Baltimore? What, I mean, that's insane.
Damn, yeah, this I wish I had a private jet. I'd get my ass there now.
I mean, that's kind of why. I know it's a Tuesday afternoon, but it's playoff. I would like to think that it would not be that way in Kansas City. Maybe I'm way off. But, I mean, you take a look with fees. This is on, you know, StubHub or whatever. Bad seats, doesn't matter. But just to get in, $16? I mean, you can get some, like, you can get some decent seats at Camden Yards for $90. Like, that's crazy.
That's surprising.
Is really, really crazy. All right.
I think about what I paid the first couple of times for playoff tickets.
Yeah. But we were talking to someone here at Jefferson's where we're broadcasting from that, you know, you could still go on the Royals site in for a potential ALDS. Now, I get it. There's more speculation there. But you can go on and get game one, game two of ALDS home games still through the Royals, which is not something – I'm guessing if the Royals win today, that won't be available here much longer. But earlier today, we had the general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, join us on the show. Whenever he joins us, he's presented by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. We started talking to J.J. about Vinny being back on the roster in the lineup. And honestly, just like how unbelievable is it that he's available?
No, it really is amazing. You know, Vinny did an incredible job. He had his mindset that he was going to play in the playoffs. He did everything he possibly could to put him in this position. Our medical staff deserves a lot of credit as well, and it's happening. You know, he looked really good in a live BP on Saturday. Unfortunately, yesterday there was rain. We weren't able to get on the field to have him swing one more time against some pitchers, but it is what it is. He's focused. He's very intent on playing, and he's done a wonderful job to take care of himself and get back in the lineup.
When did you guys start to know that this timeline was realistic, JJ? Because at some point, right, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I've covered sports a long time. You've been in sports a long time. I don't feel like anyone ever beats the estimate, right? So at what point did you guys realize that it was possible Vinny was even going to be available to you?
Well, it was about 10 days ago when he started to swing, and he went from hitting basically like softy balls to baseballs, and just watching him swing, and a lot of eyes were on him, you know, more intent on looking at his face to see if he's just trying to play through something. And then when he, you know, was facing some machines, you know, with velocity and breaking balls, you know, it became really apparent that his hand's not really bugging him. I'm not saying he's 100%, but he is well enough to be able to get in there and hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Matter of fact, in the live BP, he hit a fastball that was above 95 miles an hour into the upper deck. at the Braves Stadium. So that was pretty apparent to us that he was fine. And even more importantly, he got one off the end of the bat. You know, and that's the one that he probably would have felt it more when he doesn't hit a ball clean. And there was no grimace, there was no anything. You know, he just stepped out and got into his next at bat.
From a morale standpoint, we talk about this all the time, leaders and all those things. I had to imagine when everyone realizes Vinny's going to be back, that'd be a big boost inside that clubhouse.
It is. There's no doubt. You know, I said a lot of eyes on him. A lot of his teammates are watching, and they know how much he means to this team, and they're excited for him. They saw how intent he was in working to get back, and he's a big part of our offense. You know, there's no hiding that we didn't swing the bats as well when Vinny wasn't in the lineup, and now he's back in the lineup, and it's going to give us a boost. And if he wasn't healthy enough to do it, we wouldn't put him in that position. So there should be a little bit of an emotional boost today once we get going.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo, here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. It's brought to you by Technology Group Solutions, where purpose meets possibilities. I know, obviously, now the playoffs are about to get underway, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the clincher on Friday. So just for this organization, 56 wins a year ago, to now be in position to play a playoff game this afternoon. I know you guys, of course, go out and make multiple moves in the offseason, and I'm sure had a vision. But to get to this point this quickly, I mean, what does that say about what you guys were able to do?
Well, one, I'm really extremely proud of all the work that everybody's done from top to bottom. You know, I know it's a one-year turnaround, but there are a lot of people that put a lot of years in to make this happen. Ultimately, the players go out and play. The coaches did a great job. You know, would we have predicted a 30-game turnaround and being in the playoffs? You know, I wish I could tell you that I knew that was going to happen. But once we got to the, you know, say, you know, July 1, it's like, you know what? We are a good team. Like, why can't we keep doing this? And then you start to realize, what do we need through the trade deadline, et cetera. But, you know, it's a tremendous thing, and a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. You know, I'm really happy for ownership group, in particular John Sherman, for everything he's done to allow us to get to this point. Now we just got to go out and we're a playoff team. Let's go out and play playoff baseball. That's what it is. They don't want to hear any more about the 30-game turnaround. They believed in themselves from day one, and they went out and did it, and now we're just going to go out and play Baltimore today.
I know you're thrilled for everybody that's part of this, everybody on the roster, but we were just talking about Salvador Perez. We've spoken to you a few times about the decisions that could have been made maybe over the last calendar year. Now to see him in a Royals uniform still in the postseason later on today, the impact that can have on his legacy.
Without question. He is the Kansas City Royals. So, I mean, his number is going to be retired. There's going to be a statue of him. We think he's a national Hall of Famer. When we had that meeting last year, that's all he wanted was another chance to get to the postseason. I'm just glad that he's in a Royals uniform doing it and not another uniform. So he was the first person I found the other night after we watched the Twins lose, and you know, just told him how much I love him. I'm glad he's here, and let's go do this thing. And it's pretty special for him, and it does add to his legacy.
How much do you let loose, by the way, in those celebration situations? We saw a couple of videos, JJ. Some guys were having some fun, maybe having a lot of fun. You don't see you very much in that situation. How much do you let loose in that moment?
No, I you know what? That's their moment. You know, I stood in the back and watched them, and you can just see the smiles on their faces, how happy they are for each other. It was unusual because we had to wait an hour and a half after our game. There was actually family members that were able, not necessarily in the initial celebration, but soon afterwards we're able to get in the clubhouse and enjoy it as well. It's something I won't forget, and really just tried to take it all in and watch them celebrate.
Can you walk me back, JJ, to the beginning part of the offseason when you guys are working on your pitching staff? Because I think that that's maybe the single biggest reason why you guys ended up as a playoff team is just how good the rotation has been. When you go back through and you're having those off-season conversations, how hard was it to decide on these guys to build versus budget versus all these other things when you start attracting Lugo and Waka and adding on those additional years where they had the option to come or go in order to secure those guys? What were those conversations early when you helped build this rotation?
Well, it really started last June when John Sherman and I sat down and started talking about it. He was curious about my thoughts on the team and what we would need to do in the offseason to improve in 24, and it was clearly starting pitching. We needed to address that somehow, some way, and there's essentially, in our minds, three brackets of free agents. There's the top tier, there's that middle tier that's very good, and then there's the tier that you're signing guys to a one-year deal. And we really felt like we needed to sort of play in that middle tier sandbox, if you will. And that was the group where Lugo and Waka resided, along with a lot of other guys. But we were really, intent on making sure that we brought the right, not only the most talented guy and the right talent, but the right people in our clubhouse that could help lead us and change a culture. And they were the guys that we went after, and we went after them early. We were fortunate to get them signed, and really happy that we have both of them right now. They really had a great impact on Brady and on Cole, and now it's a complete rotation. It's very good.
To expand on that, I mean, I think a lot of people, whether it's today or even weeks ago when they're looking at potential playoffs in a three-game series, because of the rotation you guys assembled, I mean, for a three-game series, I don't want to jinx anything, but you got to love how your starting rotation is lined up here in this series.
Well, that's why it was so big for us to try to wrap that thing up before Seth took the mound on Saturday, so we could have a plan and know how many pitches we thought he needed to throw to be ready for Wednesday. We had determined that Cole was going to go game one, maybe somewhat anticipating Saturday might mean something and Seth may have to make a full start. But to have three deep, I think that's going to be a great advantage for us if this thing goes three games. To have Michael Walker in game three, you move Brady Singer to the bullpen. He's done that before early in 22. He went to the bullpen, and he was outstanding down there. So our bullpen has gotten better. Michael Lorenzen's healthy right now. This series is going to come down to who pitches the best, who makes the most defensive plays, and keeps runs off the board, and then the timely hitting. That's ultimately what we believe is going to determine the series, and we think we line up very well when you look at it that way.
Obviously, Reagans and Burns is going to make a lot of headlines from a pitching matchup standpoint, but personally, JJ, I think this is the most confident at any point this year I have been in the bullpen. Do you guys feel that way internally between finding that in Daniel Lynch after he got called back up, what Urseg's been able to continue to do, Sam Long, et cetera?
Well, without a doubt. I mean, this run that they're on right now, it's the first time all year that Q has felt like, I can go to the bullpen because I have the right guy to match up in this situation rather than trying to stretch our starter another inning. And it really happened at a great time of year because it's harder to stretch starters late in the year than it is early. They've been tremendous. I mean, they set a Royals record for consecutive scoreless innings. I'm really proud when you look at Zerpo's option this year, Lynch was optioned this year, Carlos Hernandez was optioned, Sam Long didn't start the year on the team. They faced some adversity, and they went back to the minor leagues, and they fixed some things, and they came back, and they're pitching with great intent right now. That it's hard not to be confident in them. And then, of course, Urseg in the back end, he's been outstanding. So our bullpen is in great shape right now. Now we're going with an 11-man rotation. It's still eight relievers. We feel like in a short series, you don't have to go 12 or 13 pitchers. So we made that decision really about 10 days ago because the bullpen was thrown so well. And it was a tough decision to not have Carlos Hernandez on this roster for the playoffs, and Alec Marsh as well, but Alec had started Sunday and he wouldn't be available Friday anyway. So it's we're in a really good spot. We're healthy. They're confident, and that's what you need when you're headed into a series like this.
What do you do? I know you before a game, a couple hours before the game. Does it? You just stick with your normal routine? I mean, how do you? I'm sure there's just some more butterflies or at least excitement at the very least, even from your perspective going into this afternoon.
Yeah, you know what? We had a meeting yesterday with our staff and our front office, and the only thing I said to them is, hey, look, you've earned the right to be here. Enjoy it. Take it in. Be yourself. We're all going to be nervous. That's normal. But let's have fun with this thing and go as deep and as far as we can. And outside of some rain today and some anxiety about, what's the game time going to be, I'm going to stick to my normal plan.
At least you guys, you know, at least you dodged enough weather over the weekend, JJ, that you guys didn't have to play a doubleheader on Monday, you know?
You know, I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable. I mean, when we were in Washington, we were dodging weather, and we knew what was going on in Atlanta to get all of our games without any disruption and really without any delays. It was remarkable. It wasn't looking great on Wednesday when we were looking to go into Atlanta, but we got them all in.
Well, go take care of business in Baltimore, and we'll have you on the show next Tuesday. Appreciate it, JJ.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy it yourselves.
That was JJ Piccolo earlier today. He joins us every week throughout the baseball season, throughout the postseason, that is, here on your own for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan, talking about really how they got to this point, but obviously also the focus today seemingly continues to be on Vinny Pasquantino.
Well, sure, that's the big story.
A stunning recovery from a broken thumb, and just ask him kind of the timeline and mention that he's not 100%, but he get 100-mile-per-hour fastball, so yeah, we saw one go on the upper deck at Atlanta Stadium down there. So that was good enough for us, basically.
Yeah, and Vinny earlier spoke about it, and he was like, first two live at-bats against a live pitcher, he's like, I don't think I touched the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, maybe the whole eye, you know, maybe a little slower there. And then he's like, no, then I started to, like, barrel a few. And when you start barreling a few, then you start feeling good again, feel like the kind of player you were before. But we said this, I mean, they desperately need his bat in this lineup. The difference between what this offense was pre-Vinny and what it was post-Vinny is dramatic.
Oh, man. Worst offense in baseball.
And the starting rotation is once again dominating. This is the best the bullpen has ever been. So if you can tell me that the offense can return to normal, well, then I don't have to take some big leap to be like, here's how I'm going to tell you the Royals are going to go on a run.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it with dominant starting pitching, pretty good start for a postseason. Pretty decent offense that's timely. How about three guys that were in the top seven RBI leaders in Major League Baseball before Vinny's injury? Okay. And now a bullpen that works? Well, I mean, not that big of a stretch all of a sudden. Look, I don't know how this series is going to inevitably go, but I'm still pretty optimistic about this series in particular and what the Royals can do in the post.
Yeah, as of right now, I don't know how you can't be optimistic. It doesn't mean everything's going to go as planned, but
no.
Heading in, as we just mentioned with JJ there, the rotation is set up exactly how you want it set up. You didn't have to worry about pitching Reagans on Sunday. So it's set up. You got your ace on the mound. You're getting one of your best hitters, even if he's not 100%, back in the lineup. Your bullpen is rested. Your bullpen's been performing well. Like, it is all there, man. It is all there for you to surprise a lot of people, I think, and that is to win a series. And, of course, it starts this afternoon, 3:08 first pitch against the Orioles' best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, in Corbin Burnes. And, you know, weird things can happen, but everybody expects this to be more of a pitcher's duel today and low scoring.
So it'll be 10-8.
So the Royals will break out and score four in the first inning. Fine with me, you know? We'll see if that
happens. It'll be a Vinny three-run shot, by the way, if you're curious how those four happen.
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. We are at Jefferson's here in Lenexa hanging out on air till 2, but then we will have most of the staff, not all the staff from the station, hanging out later on today during the Royals game, hopefully celebrating a Royals win. They've got some great specials here at Jefferson's. We just definitely housed some of those corn nuggets, full disclosure, while that interview was playing.
Gone.
I'll be honest, those are gone. The basket of corn nuggets are already gone. But they got dollar rally shots, $3 Royal Blue refreshers. I know Drew's all over those rally shots. And $12 Miller and Coors buckets. Right when you walk in the door, I'll have a rally shot waiting for you, Drew.
Right. Hey, we know that you're a Bengals fan, but there's no reason for you not to accept
Royals. That's right.
You don't have a baseball team. You've openly said you're open for business on that. Might as well just accept the Kansas City Royals as your
jump on now.
Spot.
You can say you jumped on before they went on a playoff run.
Well, technically, yes. Well, I moved here in August of last year while they were in the 56-win season, so I hopped on at the right time.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good to go.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll have Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, join us. We'll talk a little bit about that Rashee Rice injury situation in the backfield. Plus, Nate's a big baseball guy as well. I want to get his perspective from living in this city, kind of what he is feeling. That's coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But let's get to it, Drew, the random question of the day.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew, over on the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can always hit us up in the chats on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. We live stream the show. We're on remote, so currently it's 3D printed figurines of us.
Still very weird.
Someone did say earlier, it's like, honey, I shrunk Cody in Gold.
Yeah, that does feel a little bit right. But normally on video, love to interact with you there as well for the random question and other times during the show. The question I have for you today, dead serious, came up sitting in bed last night. I was sitting there and we were watching like a trivia-based thing, no big deal. And I asked my wife the question, and so I will ask you the same. What percentage of the population do you think you're smarter than? What percentage of the entire population?
Ooh,
this
that's
includes,
a fun question.
And so I said entire population. She said I should narrow it. So for this sake, we can say 18 or older, so they got to be adults. What percentage of the adult population? You can't be like, I'm way smarter than my five-year-old nephew.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
What percentage of the 18-plus population do you think you're smarter than in society? I'll give you my answer while you think about it for a second.
Okay.
Because you're trying to, like, what's the number where I think I'm smart and I have some confidence, but I'm humble enough that people don't give me a hard time?
Yeah.
I think I'm smarter than 75% of society. I'm just going to say,
oh, my
75%. That's my number.
You would.
I think that
you would. 75%. You 70. You would.
Do you realize
75%, Cody?
Do you know how many stupid people there are in this world?
Oh, I do. I was thinking.
Do you know how many stupid people there are?
There are. 75% is an insane number. I'll be honest. There was a certain number that came to mind, and I was trying to just base it off of something that I don't know if we should get into or not. But I'll go with. I don't know, man.
Not 75?
No.
You're going below that?
Yeah.
Do you think you're smarter than half the population?
Yeah, but you can't say 75%.
I can say 75 confidently. The last time I took an IQ test, the IQ test would suggest I'm smarter than 75%.
Yeah. I'll go with like 55. Definitely smarter than half the world, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Dude, there are so – Jeremy Danner, a friend of our forehand, says 95%. He's even more confident than me.
Maybe I'm
underselling. Dude, there are so many stupid people. I cannot emphasize how many. Like, think about the dumbest person in your office.
Yeah,
and how many people.
Clarification:
are
you talking the United States? Or are you talking the world?
Yeah,
I guess the world in this scenario.
You're
do you
not
feel like
75%
the more stupid people here.
Well, because I can compare it. I can compare it to the.
Let's
United
just
States.
Say the United States.
Okay.
That's fine.
Oh, then it's like 80%.
Okay.
I agree.
Of the world is where you're not giving yourself.
Yeah, 80% if it's just the United States, and there's other data I can point to. That we're not going to get into that would say that as well. But anyway.
Someone says everyone is around 51%. It's like Cody clearly tells us he's only smarter than 18% of people. I just, you know what? I'm just telling you, man. There's a lot of people who aren't smart. I've interacted with a lot of dumb people.
The smarter you think you are, the dumber you really are.
You said 75% with such confidence.
Right away. What did your wife say you said?
She was not nearly as confident in herself. I think
and your wife, I think, is smarter than you.
She is definitely smarter than me, which I've openly, which I told her last night.
Yeah.
I think she's selling herself short. I think it's a confidence issue, not a actual intelligence issue.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe to the text.
I, for one,
point,
am
she's
stunned that you think that you, I'm stunned with your answer, sarcastically, I say. Drew, what was your answer?
I would say I'd say I'm smarter than 60% of people in the country. I'm going to sell myself short. And I'll be honest, I'm in the lower tier. I'm 55-60%.
So you think you're just of average intelligence, is your opinion?
Because someone brought up, are we talking just intelligence or common sense? Common sense, I still think. Then we're in the 90s.
Then you're way up.
Yeah.
Then you feel so much better.
Then if we're just talking common sense, I think we're in the 90s.
No, I'm just talking about like
if
they made you take a test based to judge your intelligence. Where do you think you would land? And I understand, like, at different stages of life, you're actively in school, so I'm not putting a geometry quiz in front of you and seeing if you know it better than the junior in high school who's taking it.
Also,
but you'd have a greater knowledge of some other things.
I do not want – this is not a shot at you, Cody, but I'm not surprised. I don't know, Gold, have you done an IQ test before?
We did the Wonderlic. We used to do it during the combine. Cody and I actually graded out as two of the higher ones from the entire station when we did that.
I was going to say, I have not taken an IQ test. It doesn't surprise me that you've taken an IQ test, Cody, because for whatever reason
– How's that mean? That sounds like a shot.
I think I know what you're getting at there, Drew.
No, I'm saying it's like when George Costanza took the IQ test to try to prove something to who he was dating at the time.
Oh,
I could see you taking the IQ test to as a point to, I guess, you could take another one to prove that you're smarter than
75%. I guess I assume the Wonderlic is essentially in
it's a different test.
A signature.
It is a level of an IQ test.
Similar
though,
cognitive ability. I think I was, I scored a 30. I don't know where that ranks in the, if you remember,
I think
or
that's
a 31.
Really high.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Like, Gold and I were number one and number two at the station when we took it. I scored like a 28 or 29 the first time, a 30 the second time. I don't know. I was in the same range both times.
I think I would suck at a Wonderlic test. I would not be good. I'd be in like the teens.
Well, we all know the stories, right? The quarterbacks that took it for many years, and some of them, like Ryan Fitzpatrick, who went to Harvard or whatever.
Got like a one.
But then also there were some quarterbacks that had terrible scores, and they turned out to be great quarterbacks. You know, so just it depends on what field you're going into. But, yeah, if we're just talking common sense, and like then I think you can have a much higher
number. Then you're willing to give yourself a much
higher
score.
All right, that's the random question of the day. We are about an hour away from Vern's On Deck show getting underway. Up next, we welcome in our Chiefs insider from The Athletic, Nate Taylor, and we'll also get back into one thing that maybe got lost in the shuffle over the weekend with what Bobby Wood Jr. did this year.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!